Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, of course, we always call on the folks at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Today, Shane Lechtenberg provides that information. Shane, thanks for visiting with us again here this weekend, and we'll start with the weekly numbers. Where did the markets end? Nice little pop on Friday, but where did we end ultimately for the week compared to last week?
Yeah, good morning, Chad. As far as where the markets ended, December corn settled at 353 and a half. It ended up down a penny and a quarter on the week, but we, you know, Friday, like we talked, it was up three. So at least we came back off the lows on last week's trade on the corn. Beans had a strong week. They were up 15 and a half, 984 and a quarter. That's kind of a little bit of a breakthrough on some resistance. So it'll be interesting to see what we look like on Monday and Tuesday, how the market can react there after a weekend of harvest. Wheat was 4 1/4 higher on December. Kansas City wheat at 450 and a quarter. The cattle markets also had a strong week. Just as kind of a side note, feeders were 545 a hundred higher at 156.10, and October live cattle ended up 111.57 and a half, and that was $3.82 higher. So a little stronger week in the livestock on that side. So,
we're going to spend some time here in a moment talking about how difficult it has been to plan through this year and what it's been like to market corn. But before we do that, just on the news of the week, or the lack thereof, there just wasn't a whole lot to drive anything in terms of yield reports or anything like that. And that led to mostly a stagnant week, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, most of the week here we were real stagnant up until Friday with a little bit of strength in the beans. It was a really slow week. Sounds like, you know, for the most part, the yields are a little bit sporadic, and the bulls and the bears are trying to figure out what that trend's going to look like, and there just hasn't been enough harvest done yet. I think over the weekend here, that's going to pick up a little bit in some areas. Pretty good rain forecast, you know, through our local area, so that may be a little slow locally. But as we move in the next couple weeks, there's going to be enough harvest progress to maybe establish a trend, and we'll see if beans can work a little higher, or if that yield comes in a little better than what some are thinking, we maybe get back into a sideways range of where we've been.
Well, let's talk about what kind of a year it has been. And you were, before we went on the air here, you just said it's been tough throughout the year, all the way back to last spring, to implement a marketing plan, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we were talking, you know, corn a little bit ago, and if you like take the corn market, the two prior years, we've at least had a little bit of a fund-inspired rally that a guy could halfway get excited about. This year, I, including myself and talking with clients, we, you know, everybody had a little bit of hope there that maybe we were going to get a run back up into the mid-fours, and just didn't get that. And you know, it makes it extremely hard to get enough volume of grain sales on the books when you don't get something like that, and it just makes it tough. And you know, I guess when we look at sitting down with a producer and try to figure out, you know, what we have control over, we sure don't have any control over the futures. It's going to give us what it gives us, and we want to do the best job we can. And as a base, we really like doing some averaging. And if you did an average the last two or three years here, you're right in the mid 390s on December corn. December right now is 353, D's 18, 396, so kind of right in there. There's a 43-cent carry out there. Not saying a guy needs to sell that necessarily, but having a plan to efficiently manage futures decisions so that you can take advantage of basis and carry decisions when you get into now harvest and then post-harvest carry and basis strategies.
Well, and let's just take an example. Next Tuesday, we have a quarterly grain stocks update from USDA. Might be a market mover, might not, but the key is, what are we going to do when that report comes out and there's a market move, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you can talk about these reports all day long, and as a producer, what the report specifically says doesn't matter as much about where is the price. I mean, if you don't want to sell corn today at 353 December, what price do you want to do sell at? You know, what if we're up 20? What needs to happen on your farm? You know, I tell guys, you know, we got to mind our own business a little bit when it comes to some of these market decisions. And if you don't have enough sold and you get a rally at this time of the year, you probably want to look pretty hard at considering it. If the markets are down hard, you know, for me, those are going to be decisions, you know, to be looking for basis levels that are improving, maybe talking to the feedlots that are a little bit more flat price sensitive and see what kind of basis levels you can get on hedged bushels. So taking care of your own business is energy well spent, as opposed to trying to guess which way the reports and the weather and all that's going to do as far as pushing a market higher or lower over the next couple weeks.
All right. Very good information. Thank you much for the talk, and have a good weekend. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, you have a great weekend too, Chad. Thanks.
Again, we've been visiting with Shane Lechtenberg at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like to talk about these things or other strategies that could be implemented on your farm, give him a call toll-free, 866-574-2724. They also have the website. It's agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.